after our 11th grade UT one, we all decided to go to this party called called Quantum.
Not me. I was not.
Welcome back to the Dudes Without a Clue podcast, the number one podcast from the bottom. My name is Pratosh. I am joined by my fellow co-hosts, Advait, Adri, and Rushil. Hello, guys.
Hey, guys. Hey, everyone.
Hi, bro.
How are you, people?
I'm all right.
Meh.
Yeah, man. No, okay. So, firstly, who knew we'd be recording 10 episodes of this bullshit?
Yeah, 10 episodes. It's not even the same show anymore.
Yeah, it's changed so much.
Rushil sold out to the corporate overlords.
Right.
Indian stand-up does video. Okay, yeah. I'll go on a rant later. Go for it. Introduce the guest. We have a guest this episode.
So, 10th episode, we've been scheduling this shit and we're rolling out four episodes to you guys. And this episode, we have a guest, like a literal guest this time. And he's a talented kid. He's a digital artist. He's done major collabs. And everyone who's watching, welcome, Sarsh.
Turn on your video, bro. Okay, yeah.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hi, Sarsh, how are you?
Hey, what's up? All good, man. How are you guys?
We're all fine.
Bro. Answer is same. Yeah, that's the answer.
You guys
at least lie for the episode. It's okay.
Yeah, bro. Life is amazing. Bro. I'm definitely not having a mental breakdown as we speak.
Bro, you are too happy being depressed. You're one of those fucking people who's like, I'm so depressed. Oh, fuck yourself, asshole.
You don't even know how bad this past 1 week has been. Just this 1 week.
Boo-hoo.
Let's start that part later on. Firstly,
let's get our guest stuff out of the way.
Yeah, let's start the guest. I hope that whoever's listening already knows Sarsh, but for the ones who do not know, Sarsh is a 17-year-old kid. He's currently doing his 12th grade, and he specializes in digital art, and he's a videographer as well. So Sarsh, you know, get us off. The first question I want to ask is, how did these collabs even start? Like, because from the time which we've spoken, you told me that there was this the Rajasthan B-roll in your account that you posted. And you said you were not even that interested in making it, but you did make it. And because of peer pressure, you did end up posting it. And which, by the way, is a great B-roll. And
yeah, it's
you know,
a great video.
Like,
thank you so much.
Yeah, it's a great video. So I mean, just fill us up. Like, how did the entire thing even start?
My family was supposed to go to Rajasthan and all. So I thought, you know what, let's just make a funny Rajasthan video for the family or something like that. And I had like just bought an iPhone that year. So I'm like, you know what, let's just give it a shot. Let's try. Let's see if I can do something or not. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, slowly after just shooting, like literally how normal people shoot with the camera, I just tried to mimic all of them. Mm-hmm. I reached home. I'm like, you know what? I just, you know, saw basic tutorials on how to start off and everything.
Right.
And then, you know, just closed my eyes and just, you know, started. I didn't pay attention to what people might not and just blindly just made a video. Mm-hmm. After, like, you know, I showed it to my friends, everyone basically just lost their mind and they're like, you know, we should put it out and shit. I still didn't really like it that much, but then I'm like, you know what, let's just put it out if, you know, people are telling me to do it. So, you know, yeah. I just put it out, and since then everyone just, you know, pretty much started considering me as a videographer.
I have a question. Were you like involved in like video recording and whatnot prior to getting a phone, or did you want to try it after getting
a question? I want to ask.
It's like that phone.
I wanted to start. Yeah, basically, I mean, I always knew that iPhones have a great camera quality and all that. So, I mean, yeah, I basically started recording and all after I got the phone. I had no prior experience in this whatsoever. So, like, as and when I just got the phone, I just, you know.
it was just an adrenaline kick that you got, like, okay, I have an iPhone,
yeah,
it has a good camera,
exactly.
Let's just start recording.
Yeah, it has a good camera, you know what, let's start recording, let's see.
Look where it got you now.
Look where it got you.
Yeah, you did all that just to get on this show.
No, so you're saying tutorials, right? So after you made your Rajasthan B-roll, I mean, were you into making B-rolls even before starting the Rajasthan? Like, was it just like, you know?
Honestly, I did not even know what B-rolls were. I did not know what I was making.
Yeah.
I just blindly just started off. I'm like, you know what, let's see where this would take.
Like one of those.
I watched like one, two tutorials. Yeah, exactly. You know, everyone keeps watching those two videos and all that stuff. Yeah. So I was inspired by that and I'm like, you know what, let's try to make something like this. And honestly, I would have just watched like one or two tutorials and the rest, everything else, I just sat and figured it out on my own.
Right.
Slowly, you know, I don't know how everything just fit right into place. And
that's
then
great.
I did not even know what B-rolls or anything was actually.
What is your family's reaction to like,
that was exactly where I was gonna get that.
Like leave
wait,
the
what?
No, like what was your family's initial reaction? Not to like what the entire Arman Malik collab was. Like the first video, like you said your friends lost your mind, but then after like the actual response you got after you posted it, your family must have had something to say about it, right?
Yeah,
actually, when I showed it to my family, like they didn't really understand it that well, but they're like, why is this just 1 minute long? Why can't you make something longer?
Yeah,
and they were like, you know, they didn't really see the editing or the whole process behind it. They just saw how small the video is and then you know, just pushed it aside. But,
and now,
like, you know, after I worked, so like, you know, soon as and when I started working,
can you walk us through?
I can't really talk much about it.
Is it something like an upcoming thing?
Yeah, it's type of an upcoming, and I don't even know if it's gonna come out or anything like that. So I can't.
He probably has an NDA. That's not present.
Jesus.
Yeah. So
Christ.
After that is when my parents, you know, just thought, okay,
wow,
this is something he can do.
That we did not know, Advait. Yeah, so now moving right into the Arman Malik collab. So Arman Malik is a singer, Adi. He's a big shot singer in the Bollywood industry.
He might have done because I listen to music. I don't really get the names.
Okay, you know the song Butta Bomma, the Telugu song which goes around?
You mean the song that me and Rishil vibe to while we play Lotto?
Yeah, the Telugu song. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
Yeah. So Arman Malik sang that song. No. Like, that's an example, but he sang many other Bollywood songs as well. But
okay, so he's a big shot. Got it.
Yeah. So I think released his first studio album, and this was an English album, and he had a song called Next to Me, and then that's how I found Saharsh. Saharsh had actually made a lyric video, a 1 minute or 30 seconds.
It was
45 seconds lyric video, and this is how I found Saharsh, right? We were actually 7 episodes in, and then I was scrolling through Instagram stories, then Athar War Junior from AK, he shared this particular post. I'm like, chalo, let's check it out. I open and I see this, I see what's happening in front of my eyes. I'm like, fuck, this is actually pretty good. So I thought it was like this. I thought there was like an official handle. I checked the page and it's Saharsh. Yeah. Walk us through the Arman Malik collab.
Basically, Arman belongs to Represent Management. So that's like a whole management team. And I had like recently just collabed with Zayden, who is also part of the same management team.
Zayden as well.
Yeah, so I just got a small chance, you know, to make a lyric video or something for him. And I honestly wasn't a fan of Arman Malik back then. Like, I'm like, okay, Arman Malik, you know, works.
Yeah.
And then, so I basically made the video, and there were like a few people who were in personal touch with Arman.
Right.
They sent him the video I made. And then he saw it and then he's like, yeah, I love the edit and all that stuff. And I want a few changes on this and all that. So basically, like, you know, I made the video before he even saw it. So everything was done before. So after I sent it to him, he, you know, requested for a few changes here and there and all that stuff. And then I didn't really know if they're going to put it out or not. I just thought that, you know, just going to keep it maybe for some future use or something. But then, you know, one night he just randomly, you know, just tags me in his bio. And then I'm
he actually posted his video on his own official account. Tagging Sahar. So
how many, like, you get, if you're a business page, you get to see how many people view your page every day, like every 7 days.
Yeah.
How was it after, like, the Arman Malik collab?
I mean, after Arman Malik, it wasn't much, but after Zayden, it just, like, you know, the insights just blew up to like 10 to 12,000 people or something.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
So
like, I'm seeing this guy's work, then I see the followers count. He's just at 1.5k followers. No, relatively. Listen, there are kids who study in DPS East and have 5,000 followers.
Yeah, because that's called, how many kids called, there are in DPS East.
That's the number of kids there, bro.
Oh yeah, so plus if you post a certain type of content, it's a shortcut.
Plus if you
and
if
I wish I had that shortcut.
Plus, if you're an influencer for a certain,
you know what I'm talking about. I can't say it without getting in huge trouble.
Yeah, it's okay.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
It's all right.
People get that follower boost.
It's all right. So, yeah.
Quick question, Sahash. How many hours goes into actually editing one of these things that people don't really see?
Okay, for example,
Let's
take the Arman Malik video. How long did it take you?
Let's take the Arman. It took me about 4 to 5 days. Closely.
4 to 5 days for a 45 seconds.
Because the problem with everything else is, you know, you have to stand out of the box or else they won't really, you know, like the content. They want something different on their feed, which stands out of everyone else's in their competition or whatsoever. So to find something that is out of the box and people haven't seen, that takes more time than the whole editing process itself.
Yeah,
so the editing basically just takes me about 2 days max, but you know, searching for the idea and just building a whole planner takes me closely to 2 to 3 days.
So when you shoot the B-roll, do you like plan, or you know, shoot certain videos and like images, do you plan ahead that I want this shot, I want this, like for the Arman Malik thing, did you look at his page and see what works, or did you were you like, I have all of this footage, I'll work on it this way?
No, I for the Arman, for the collaborations, I have to, you know, stalk their entire feed and accordingly color correct each video so that it matches their aesthetic. So with every collaboration, everything is pre-planned. I mean, I have to sit and plan everything. The shots and everything are basically given to me because I haven't taken the shots, but I have to color grade and, you know, arrange them in a certain manner. So yeah. To match the aesthetic of the collaborator, yeah, I have to do.
For the Arman Malik video, the footage was given to you prior to you even asking.
It wasn't really given to me exactly. I told you, right? So I made the video before itself. Mm-hmm. So I made it. I mean, I just made it and kept it. And then there were a few friends of mine who know Arman personally who just sent it in. Everything was then just, you know, taken front and then it was converted to the HD video and all that.
And also talking about the creative aspect of it, Sahash, you were telling me about this, you know, how it's easier to make a longer video than a 45 second or a 1 minute video.
Well, the problem is, first of all, people don't really have that attention span anymore.
Attention span,
and due to lockdown, it is really, really less. People don't even watch stories anymore. So, you know, what we have to do is to fit like as much B-roll as we can and as much information and transitions as we can in 1 minute is a really, really heavy task. And it should be, you know, eye-catching itself. It shouldn't be like, you know, if someone just gets bored in like 5 seconds, they'll just scroll down. So to keep the user engaged throughout is a bigger pain than, you know, making longer videos. Longer videos, people are mentally, you know, ready to see a long film or something like that. But if it's on an Instagram video, it has to be quick and, you know, it has to be eye-catching.
What's your favorite platform and format to actually make stuff for YouTube or Instagram, like long form, or do you prefer the short form?
So videos? I prefer Instagram itself. I like making videos on for Instagram because I mean, I get more insights and more engagement on Instagram compared to YouTube. So I like to stick there.
Right. That makes sense. Yeah. I think one of the main things that people forget is they see a 30-second or 45-second video and they're like, huh, so it's decent. Yeah, even I can do it. But they do not know, exactly. They don't understand the days of hard work that actually goes into it. Because, I mean, I edit a little myself. I use Adobe Premiere Pro. And I don't do what you do, Sahar. Like, I am like in the amateur.
He tries to be funny. He doesn't have talent.
Yeah. Like, you know, yeah, I don't have talent.
Completely
I just
different
jump cuts are my thing. Otherwise, nothing else. Yeah, dance as well. So, so just the jump cuts. What I do, it takes me around a day and a half. And you, especially specializing in digital art, and you know, you as you said, Sahar, you. Switch platforms simultaneously. There are 5 platforms, and that, you know, that's the amount of hard work that actually goes in. And people who are listening, and you know, this guy right here really needs a lot of appraisal. This guy's
amazing.
Thank you so much.
I have a question. I think Adri was also asking it a while back. Do you like take shots, like if you're producing a video for yourself, are there shots you take with a certain image that you already have? Like, yeah, I'm taking this shot. I want it to look like this.
Like, do you have a timeline planned in your head for the videos? Like, you take this
shot. Like, do you have a storyboard in your head? Do you have a storyboard in your head before you shoot anything?
I mean, I don't really have a chance to shoot much now. But for the Rajasthan video, is like the only time I properly shot stuff. And by that time, I didn't really have anything planned. Right. I just randomly shot some shots and all that.
Given
stuff.
That it's so a fast time, video anyway.
Yeah, exactly. But nowadays, like if I got something to edit, most of what is, you know, like if you see a few of my edits, something is actually just a picture. It's like a HD picture, but I've edited in such a way that it looks like a video. So you know, all it's like, you know, slowly as and when time grew, I understood how I can, you know, make changes. So now I have like the whole timeline planned. It's actually written down. So I have the whole timeline written down or I've drawn it somewhere and then, you know, I work on it.
Nice.
That is cool.
Yeah, and moving on to your recent one, which was your collab with Lost Stories Music and Bohan Bam.
Yes. Actually, I was like 4-5 months back, I made a whole inspirational video based on Lost Stories because, you know, they're my idol and inspiration.
Wow.
So I looked before
we go through it, you and Lost Story Music have collabed before, or this is your first time?
No, this is my first time collaborating with them. So I just made a, you know, fangirl moment type post for them about 4 months back. Right. And they had like, you know, commented on that post and I had lost my mind. I freaked out. I couldn't sit calm for like 2-3 days or something like that. And there's one of my really close friends called Sumanshu. So he had a collaboration going on with Lost Stories. So he asked me if I would want to volunteer, if I wanted to work on this project as well. So they told me to submit an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And, if you guys haven't seen it, it was basically a whole 8-bit concept.
Yeah.
Because everyone's so busy making high quality animation and stuff like that. I just wanted to take a step back and go all retro. 90s, 80s vibe, you know, like a video game. So I went with the 8-bit vibe, and as and when they saw it, the whole color scheme and everything matched with the song as well. So they accepted my idea. So yeah, I mean, that was till date like my biggest and my best video I've ever made.
Yeah, there's a time.
Like with school life and all, he's spending so much time making.
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty.
You probably have to. It's like with anything you do, right? You have to make time for it. Pratosh, you're going to college. You still play League like 8 hours a day.
Yeah, you better quit. You
were doing it before board exams too. So don't say there's no time for what you want to do.
You know,
I was asking how he manages his time. I mean,
yeah. What is your typical day like? Like, you know, with school and with your work. Just run us through a day in the life. How is it?
Are you working on something right now?
Right now, I mean, I can't really say much.
You don't have to mention.
He can say he's working on something, but he can't tell us what it is.
Yeah, you don't have to mention what it is.
Yeah,
really, don't tell us.
Yeah, I might be, you know, working on this small project. So the same guy, Sumanchu, has a collab coming up with Zayden.
Great, great. Yeah, I saw the video. I saw the video and I, like, okay, tell me this. Every single, so the entire concept, the 8-bit concept and the stars and everything in the video that's happening, every beat is a different pattern, or are there repeating patterns happening?
No, every beat was a different pattern. So, yeah, I mean, every beat was basically a different pattern. I had like a totally different idea for the whole video.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know, I mean, these people, you know, they kept changing it, and turns out there were like 40 versions,
yeah,
in total closely. And by that time, I'd closely lost track of what I was exactly making.
Sorry, one second.
Yeah,
yeah, but I'd like to keep Sahar's channel.
So, Sahar, okay, like, stop me if I'm crossing any borders here. So, like, when you're making these videos, does finance come into financial terms come into picture here?
Yeah.
Do you make any cash from these?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I do make cash. I can't really tell how much.
Yeah,
but
no, you don't have to.
We don't want to know how much. Yeah. We just want to know, like, do you get paid for your work, or like, does it half for your work, half as in half for later? Depends on
royalties.
Video does.
Yeah,
royalties.
So first I get
you
the.
Get, yeah, do you get royalties?
No, I don't get paid
videos,
for the royalties or anything like that. They basically pay for the whole video. So everything they earn through that video is going to be theirs.
Oh,
so I just get paid for making the video.
Definitely makes sense. I mean, he has the skill.
Royalties would be too much.
Yeah, royalties are a little weird.
Yeah,
I mean,
they don't give royalties to anybody.
Royalties and all. And yeah, exactly. They don't really give royalties out like that.
He's not getting
since,
royalties.
Sahar, since you're a minor, do all your contracts go through your parents? Like, or if any working contracts?
No, not like that. I mean, I have a few friends, so I send it through them instead of sending it through my parents. Or something.
That's actually smart. Otherwise, they'll tax you. Your parents' tax rate.
No, not really. They'll start making a big fuss out of it as well. So.
Makes
sense.
Are your parents comfortable with you earning money off of this?
Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
Like, are they okay with the fact that you're
okay, more than
money?
Comfortable, how do they feel about the entire concept of you earning?
Yeah, how do they feel about the work you're doing? Like, what are their thoughts? Like, unfiltered thoughts about it?
As long as I'm studying, they're fine with it. But the second I stop studying,
of course, the typical Indian psychology.
Typical Indian.
Yeah, the typical.
I don't know why you're scoffing at the typical Indian idea. It's never failed.
I know. I never said it's a bad thing.
It's
just a phrase that we've heard so many times.
Yeah, yeah. So as long as you're studying, you can do whatever you want. That's pretty much the thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
No, that gets me to the question, Sahar. What stream are you doing?
Yeah, what are you studying?
I took commerce with mass media.
Right.
That's a thing. Now we can do that?
Yeah, we can do
CBSE
that.
CBSE, yeah. CBSE, yep.
I would have been mind blown if you would have said science. I'm like, fuck, how is this kid doing?
Yeah, how do you make that?
I would have lost my mind. I am not going to take science, man.
Because we're all science kids. We're all science kids.
Except
for this.
No. I'm doing a BCom. I'm not a science kid.
You took science and learned.
But science kid. I passed somehow. Leave. It's all good. And I took it because I liked it. There was no other reason. It's mostly because commerce 11th standard. I took one look at the portions and I'm like, this is boring as fuck.
Bro.
And mistakes were made.
Mistakes were made. Yeah.
Now, okay, so talking about the filters, Adri, so Sahar makes Instagram filters, right? And he made this filter called NC17. And it hit 3 lakh users in how many days?
It hit 3 lakh in 10 days or something like that.
That is impressive.
Currently, 10 lakh plus people use this filter. Yeah, now, Sarsh, you said that after you shot Rajasthan video, you saw like one or two tutorials and then you moved ahead. But then after, when you picked up and you saw the response, then you actually got, you know, pulled some interest into it. like, did you have any inspiration? Did you, like, for example, did you watch a lot of Peter McKinnon or some? Like, did you take a course? Like, how did you get into this depth in, like, so in deep into this digital art?
Honestly, I haven't really, you know, watched anyone specifically. Mm-hmm. I haven't really, you know, sat down or watched anyone. But there are, like, a few Instagrammers from India itself.
Okay.
Like, a generic Indian guy. Mm-hmm. He's from Manipal or something like that. And he makes amazing videos. Like, you guys should seriously check him out. He's pretty good at it. And there are, like, a few other people also who, like, make such videos and all. And I just usually used to stalk them. I never really spent time to go and check other people out. I rather just spend time learning stuff.
So, of course, these softwares that you're using, I mean, it's an irrelevant question, but the softwares that you're using are do you use Adobe softwares?
All of them are Adobe, yes.
You pay for them?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all, man. Yeah. I cannot
expensive
software, dude.
Sick expensive.
Yeah, Adobe is expensive. Yeah, I thought I'd try Lunex.
Hell man.
Isn't stuff, most of these softwares are like subscription based also.
Yeah,
you can't
lifetime
do a one-time
subscription
payment
costs. No, some of them have lifetime subscription, but then that costs like 1.5 kidneys, you know. So like you can't, that is not really
it
doable.
It is expensive, man. Like people can't really, you know.
Everyone does that. Like Rushil, did you pay for anything you use for editing?
No.
Nobody does that.
That's why I asked him, like, are you doing everything like which is verified, or you're like any other
guy? No.
Yeah, and also I noticed you're pretty close with Melly, the DJ Melly.
Yeah, Sahil.
DJ
yeah.
Melly.
Yeah, his name is Sahil. I did not know. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Melly. Do you guys
is
know
one of those Tidal DJs?
Tidal DJs. That's what I was asking.
Oh boy, do I have words for them.
Oh no.
Sarge is like, no, I shall not speak anything regarding
such no
topic.
Comments.
It's okay, you can you can just disavow everything we say on the show.
And just listen to Adri then.
Because now that we've bought them I have some things to say.
But no, like, to be fair, Melly isn't exactly the one of the Tidal DJ types. He's an independent DJ. He does way better shit outside, okay? Tidal DJs are the ones who deserve to be shit on from everyone.
Ooh, then I'm not insulting Melly. I'm insulting whoever was there at Tidal that day.
We'll
do the story later.
Didn't Melly open for
Nuclear?
Quintino in Phenomenon?
Yeah, Sahil is a pretty big dude.
I mean, he has Sahil is pretty huge. Like a lot of people know him, and he has opened for Nuclear and all these people. He changed with Lost Stories, Aiden. So yeah, he is a pretty big dude, and he's not one of the normal title DJs or something.
True.
Great.
And like
so
you do go ahead and make digital art for him as well. I mean, okay, do. What do you prefer? To someone calling you a videographer or a digital artist?
Videographer, any day.
Videographer?
Any day, yeah. The problem is I want to be a videographer, event videographer, but the problem is lockdown and there aren't shows happening. So I had to figure out some other way to, you know, do what
like,
I love.
Bands and like, I say bands, but in Bangalore, it's mostly DJs and stuff. Aren't they taking this stuff online?
Yeah, they're paid Zoom calls.
Yeah,
but how is
SAR
supposed to video?
Like I know Cult Fest is doing lockdown sessions for the musicians and stuff, and it's pretty good.
Did you guys see the Vibrant event?
But they commission a lot of fun. Yeah, I did. It lagged, then I...
Yeah, guys, the Viva music event had audio problems. Yeah, so one problem they shouldn't have had, they had audio problems.
Yeah, I tried listening to one guy from our school, I think our junior, he plays
Suyash played Moonlight Sonata.
I couldn't
it was pretty
shit.
Good. No, if you watch it now that they upload
yeah,
it,
the
whole,
Suyash
now
is
it's
a
good.
Pretty talented guy.
But then
oh
I
yeah,
think
so
I got
Sarge,
from the
Sarge little, a small story for you. So this was when, Vibam 19 or Vibam 18?
Vibam
19.
Vibam 19.
Yeah, we were being dickheads, so we decided to, Vibam put out their poster and their mascot was a gorilla. Now that's not inherently funny, but we didn't have a sense of humor then, so we decided, yeah, bro, this is Harambe. And so we spammed that chat and we got it up to 4,000 or something real fast. And then
the comment section, that is.
Yeah, the comment section, 4,000. So it went from things like hype and whatnot from these posh people to just Harambe.
Yeah, you guys had a lot of dicks out for Harambe. This,
yeah,
that.
Then
yeah.
We said bruh, because that's... And then someone made a Discord server because apparently this needed high-level coordination. Bullshit.
So basically what we did is we had like 3-4 accounts, like your main, private, meme, whatever it is. And we just cycled. So 6 comments is the Instagram limit where they ask you to stop. So what you can do is comment 5 times on one account, switch account, comment 5 times, switch account, comment 5 times. And when you come back to your main account,
it resets.
You can do it 5 times again. It resets.
Oh,
I've never
wow.
been to Tidal.
You guys had a lot of
time. I never like...
We didn't.
They were very clearly jobless.
See, I'd never been to Vibram, nor did I plan to too much. So I was like, okay, I don't think I'll ever need it again this year. And then someone said I blocked and I went back. I'm like, oh God, it's true.
I was supposed to go for events there. So I'm like, nah, I'm not going to get myself involved in this. You guys go ahead and do whatever you want. Okay, Saharsh, as a content creator, what do you think of releasing content on a platform like TikTok?
Oh, thank God. I thought he was going to say religion because his voice is
religion.
Slow.
So,
I don't want to say anything about any of those now.
Since we talked about attention span, and when someone talks about attention span, TikTok comes into my head. So you, and also you said that you like to make short form videos. So what do you think of really? Would you release any content in a platform like TikTok, considering TikTok is banned?
Honestly, I mean, TikTok has had amazing engagement and everything like that, and that was like
exactly.
The perfect platform for me. But I would not do that. I mean, I don't think I would want to put my videos out on TikTok or anything like that.
Yeah, assuming TikTok wasn't banned also, was that people don't go to TikTok because they've got short attention spans.
Yeah, exactly.
We've had short span. We've got like very short videos for a long time. Vine was the thing.
Yeah, Vine was the
thing
before. Yeah,
yeah, Vine was the thing when I was in like 8th standard. It's not a new phenomenon at all.
But
yeah,
Vines didn't have Indians like, you know, coloring their hair like Goku and dancing with like brooms in their hair. It had good comedy content.
Comically large spoon King Batsman. He was a deal once in a while.
Yeah, he was a big deal, bro, once upon a time.
Who was this?
King Batch. You don't know
King Batch. Yeah, yes.
You guys are nostalgic. Go back and watch your stuff. Like, I loved Smosh. Then I went back. I'm like, did I like Smosh? And
oh,
Patosh,
remember like our Smosh phase in 7th grade? Or like 7th, yeah.
Oh, mine was like in 8th. From like 6th to 8th. I was like, this is the best thing ever. I went back because I wasn't able to sleep for a few hours. And at like 3, I was like, God, what is my recommendation now? And it's not good. It used to be funny. Now it's shit.
No,
the new stuff. I went back and checked out their old stuff.
The old stuff.
We made this.
R3, don't you think?
Bro, it's
the time, right?
Tell me.
It's the time.
My favorite comedian is George Carlin. He died like 25 years ago. It's fine. Comedy doesn't necessarily have to be time-based. It's not the references that are old. References are the same because we've
the style
same
of comedy is what I'm talking about.
That is what was good on YouTube during that period of time, because
yeah.
It was not just Smosh. Everyone tried copying Smosh on top of that. Like when
yeah,
their videos were coming
worse.
Out.
Like at least Smosh wrote.
But
well.
Everyone got views. Like when Smosh was doing the parody music videos for the game trailers and stuff. Every other channel tried to do something like other types of parody music videos.
Yeah.
And then different channels started sprouting up from there.
Yeah. Epic Rap Battle. Yeah, but
Epic Rap, all that was during that time.
Yeah, but Epic Rap Battles of History still holds up.
I mean, see, not all comedy. I mean, during even then, I didn't actually understand most of the comedy. It's more of laughing with somebody. I wouldn't be able to laugh at those videos by myself. It's just someone next to me is laughing and I find it moderately funny, so I'm also laughing. College humor was a thing.
College humor.
Yeah, exactly. College humor was a thing. You know how funny that company is? It's bankrupt now. That's how funny it was. You know who's not bankrupt? Comedians are good. Actually, that's not true. There are plenty of bad comedians
yeah,
who make a lot
exactly.
of money.
Speaking of bad comedians, Adri, Kenny Sebastian, take it over.
Kenny Sebastian.
wait. Ask our guest. Wait,
yeah,
Sarge. What's your opinion on Kenny Sebastian?
No, let's not. Okay, let's not even start there. Saharsh, do
let's
you
not work? Start there. Like, Saharsh, you're into comedy.
Are you into stand-up comedy? Are you into stand-up comedy?
Yeah,
do you like?
I am, and I feel like Kenny is overrated.
Yes.
Exactly. Adrian's best friend.
No. I don't think he's overrated. I think he's shit. I think he's not funny at all. I was in KV and I didn't get marks, but I told my parents I got marks. Gandu, I do that daily. What's your point? Where is the punchline?
His entire thing is just saying something that's happened to everyone and then wait for a laugh.
Yeah, like, people say it's South Indian comedians because now I have to mix with North Indians and they don't like the South. But the thing is, that's not true because Danish Seth is funny. He does skit humor. Skit humor can go very bad very fast. Like, skit humor can be really bad, but he's funny. I like him.
Yeah. Like, even Naveen Richard. Naveen Richard is really good. I really like Naveen.
He's funny.
He's okay. Yeah. You know what? I actually don't like anybody who is on AIB either. I think they're all unfunny.
No, and I mean,
I think everyone had hype then because Indian stand-ups weren't a thing.
Things, right?
Like that Tanmay Bhatt, he's just fat as hell. What else is his joke? His only joke is I'm fat.
No, do you follow his YouTube or like?
Yeah,
you
do you follow his YouTube?
No, I don't watch Bill Burr's podcast either. I watch his comedy.
They don't have a platform to do comedy anymore. All those AIB people, they got hit hard when that whole thing went down.
Okay, let's not go down.
Let's not go down that path.
No. But
we were talking
only thing
about
I can
how
say is not
we all
male
hate
feminists.
Kenny Sebastian.
Yeah,
okay, no, so,
Kenny
so, okay,
Sebastian's
no,
just
okay,
the start
let's,
of
let's,
it,
let's,
okay?
Let's just finish off. Two things, right? AIB. Two things about AIB. I'll give them this. They're
male feminists.
Writers. Oh my God. Adri, one second. They're decent writers. The decent writers.
No, they're not.
They're
most hacked goddamn writer. I can make a video series where I just deconstruct them second per second. You know what? I'm going to do this. You come, we'll live stream it. I'll sit there and pause it every 2 seconds and point out where they stole the joke from.
Second thing. I genuinely think AIB kind of paved the path to Indian comedy.
Indian comedy. I agree.
That's true.
Even though it was bad, they did pave a pathway for stand-up comedy
in India.
They paved
the path for
that's how Comic Stan
like
came
into
existence.
And comedy groups. Comic Stan didn't pave the path to jack shit. By then, there were already so many established comics. There were like 35 proper big-name comics.
Well, why
if Comic Stan didn't exist,
famous,
if
how?
Comic Stan didn't exist, can he,
I can't
like
name one participant from Comic Stan. I know that I already knew the judges before watching Comic Stan.
No, you're not getting what I'm saying. If Comic Stan didn't exist, only people like Kenny Sebastian would still be making comedy, right? The other people, such funny
untrue.
People like Agash Gupta, then Rahul Dua.
Yeah, a few of them did get daily.
There were stand-up comedians before. They were doing live mics. Open mics, sorry, thank you. They were doing open mics before, but they got the experience.
Doing an open mic isn't a stand-up set. You can do an open mic.
No, I'm saying they got the experience.
I understand
that
they what you're saying.
Two comics now.
But yeah. But I'm saying that AIB wasn't going to make Comics Town. AIB was dead when Comics Town became an idea. AIB had just been hit by those allegations and they disappeared for 2 years. Nobody on
I don't
the
think
Comics
that's
Town panel
is
an AIB person.
No, Rushil just said that in general, before AIB, I personally did not know of many Indian comics. To begin with, like that side of the internet opened up to me only after I saw AIB's content.
Yes,
like,
I'll give them that. It's like Kenny Sebastian, it's the Reddit of comedy, it hits the lowest.
Bro, it gave them a platform, it put a spotlight on talent, and then it wasn't single-handedly responsible for anything. The people had talent, and that's why they grew. They just gave
nobody
them a platform to work on.
Not AIB people.
Comic-Con. I don't have bad things to say about Comic-Con. At least season one. Season two onwards.
I'm saying like
bad.
For example, personally,
yeah,
me,
it
I
appeals to a wider
comic.
Audience that can get you into the lesser things. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, that's all I.
But the way people act like AIB founded comedy in India, there were comedians who were getting bigger views than them on YouTube at the same time.
There was EIC, there was SNG, there was AIB. So then those three were constantly in competition with each other, and AIB kept coming to the top. But then now, yeah, ever since AIB disbanded, everybody decided to go through the solo route and then made their own way without being in a collective.
Pratosh is our Sapan Verma.
Yeah, he looks like Sapan Verma.
Pratosh is our Sapan Verma.
Was he the one who got all the, you know, accusations?
No, Sapan Verma didn't get shit. He's fine.
I don't know why. Every time you listen to a set, it's something like, I stepped in shit and fell and ha ha ha. But then when you listen to them on a podcast, they're like, you see, the geopolitical state of the world is like this, and this is why you should vote for so and so. Like, bro, comedians have such a big ego in India, especially.
So what you're saying is comedians should just stick with comedy, good comedy, try to do good comedy.
No. They can say what they want. They shouldn't expect people to defend their free speech when they're the first to censor everybody else. Comedians will ask Twitter to block you faster and ban you faster than anyone. So it's like free speech isn't it, being able to say whatever you want is a part of free speech, but it's not what free speech is. Free speech means the court can't stop you from saying whatever you want. This lady said whatever she wanted and she got shit for it. What was she expecting, right?
Right. No, so Adri, by definition, what you said was free speech is something that is the court cannot stop you from saying it.
Yeah.
People
can say what they want.
But people can say what they want, but they should be
things in my
but they should be conscious about what they say
of?
On a public platform.
Yeah.
You should be conscious. No, you should be see, the way I see it, if you said something offensive about a certain group or religion, that people from that group and religion shouldn't burn down your house, but they should. That happens from both sides, let's be clear. It's not, none of us are innocent.
Yeah.
But the thing is, but if somebody has a problem with that and goes and reports to your job and your job fires you for that, when you're off hours and not doing this as a representative of your company, then you should be able to sue your job for all the money you would have ever
You should be able to sue them for wrong. And you can't just cancel someone and then fire them.
Or especially if you're an online influencer. For example, if Sahash says something somebody doesn't like, that somebody goes and complains, and now he's banned from Twitter. Say Twitter is his place where he makes most of his engagement money, his biggest platform.
Right.
He should have. Okay, let's say YouTube. It's a way better way. If YouTube bans him without any previous knowledge, which YouTube does, they do it fairly often. So he should have the ability to sue YouTube to either get his platform back or be compensated for all the money he'll be losing. Because it's a livelihood.
Makes sense. As a videographer, are you interested in only making B-rolls or artistic aesthetic stuff, or are you into capturing
storytelling?
Yeah, storytelling kind of stuff.
I am not into storytelling that much. I mean, I would really enjoy doing that as much. I just like, you know, going according to aesthetics. Maybe a small story.
Just like making
to guide the aesthetic. Maybe that a short film or anything like that.
Makes sense. I mean, the type of mindset required for both is pretty different.
Pretty different, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what he makes is really cool looking things with a certain minimalism, whereas
aesthetic stuff.
People who wanted to make short.
I mean, he's a guy who
used to have good direction, but
true.
Short
films. Yeah, I mean, short films aren't really my type. And
how's
really
your movie going,
have...
Roshil?
Mine? Expect it to come out in 2021. I don't know if we're going to shoot anymore. Pratosh is like so out of the picture. Do you know what's happening? So Pratosh is an actor in the short film. He's supposed to be acting.
Lovely.
You hired Pratosh before you hired the guy who has 10 years of acting credits.
guy who plays League at Home all day guy who has 10 years of theater experience. Great one.
I offered to help.
He offered to help.
Yeah.
This is not a significant character anyway. This is not a significant character. He's there.
I like how now that I've given him shit for it, he's like, no, bro, you're acting like you got caught cheating or something. Like, no, this is, he's not real. I don't know him.
No, Okay, I am not going to say anything about it. If I say anything about the story, that's giving it away. So I'm just going to shut my mouth.
Yeah, let's not. So it's taking its time.
It's taking its time. If we were
another
supposed
great
to
movie postponed.
We were
damn you, China.
we were supposed to shoot in June, but no one was ready to come. So we were like, you know what, let's just see about
you. It's funny, isn't it, that the lockdown's over.
I know. The lockdown is over.
It's all over. Lockdown's gone. Social distancing isn't compulsory anymore. It's
not,
all
but
over.
But no one wants to come now. No, Sash, your online classes are going on, right? And
yeah, man.
No, so that paired with mental health, I mean, like, four of us were pretty much fucked in let's just say. No, but you have projects on the side, and then you have your school working. Like, how do you manage, and how is it, like, is it taking a different toll on your mental health altogether, and the lockdown and stuff?
Honestly, I don't even attend school. I just wake up, go in the class, and sleep. I don't know what's happening,
like,
in
same
school or shit like that.
Good.
So
but yeah, I mean, it is...
No, he's from DPS Whitefield, Ladri.
DPS Whitefield, ma'am. So yeah, I mean, online classes are comparatively shit. I wouldn't really, you know, go for online classes because no one really does anything. And all the projects and all that, everything is just ignored.
Online classes, my college started this week and we had to try doing an icebreaker online with 95 people.
It doesn't work.
It's not the same.
Integrity. I went to Vishnu's house and Vishnu was one of my friends and his brother was actually giving a test. And I asked him, how's your test working? Apparently, he needs to write all his answers on a paper and scan it as a PDF.
Oh yeah, we have to do that as well.
Which
it is a mix of both.
That this is going to work and no kid will cheat.
That is how I wrote my exam too. Why do you think I got...
Hey, you still failed.
Can't say anything.
You still failed.
That is not my fault.
Okay, do...
Bro, I'll just send... I'll send you school this email and then we'll see cancel culture.
Doesn't matter anyway. You want to know what's happening.
Okay,
I don't know, bro. You're in Britain. If that country left, I wouldn't care.
Advait,
just like goes.
Please tell us what's happening.
So, during... I think when we were filming episode 2... that is when the lockdown started. So they're like, okay, since the students cannot physically go to a center to write their exams, we are going to cancel all the exams and then grade you internally and give you your grades, you know, using some formula. I'm like, okay. So the college made us write mock exams. Okay, the mock exam results, my mock exam results were submitted to my exam board. My exam board would review those results, give a okay stamp and pass it on to the qualification boards who are responsible for giving my grades to me. So then my college gave me an A and B. Okay, then the exam board approved on those grades and then sent it to the qualification board. I was like waiting for a month for my results. Then on August, I think 12th or something, like 4 days back, I opened my results and I see that I've gotten a B, C, and fail. Okay, from AAB to BC fail.
My man failed.
Yeah, that's fucking messed up. Yeah, I straight up, they failed me in my AS level results. And so then the grade was Maths B,
does another
English
extra
C,
year.
And Economics U. U, I was like, what does U mean? I look up, it means ungraded, which means that they didn't even fucking grade it. Or because it is less than 40%. One of two, apparently.
It was less than 40%, wasn't it?
No, but then how can it be less than 40% when I didn't even write a fucking exam? What are they grading me on?
then that's...
That's fucked up, right?
I don't know how they do it abroad, but here that's called a zero. When you don't write the exam.
But then there was... Nobody wrote any exam. So then the basis for these grades are... They basically took my school's predicted grades and said no, this is trash, and threw it and gave and then used a random letter generator and just, you know, filled my marks card.
No, I wanted to ask Sarge one question. Sarge, you took commerce and mass media, right? So what is your plan after 12? Do you have something you're interested in that you want to pursue after 12?
I was planning on taking UX UI in Shishti.
What exactly is
what's
UX? UX UI is basically app, you know, the app designing and all that stuff. So okay. Basically, our whole app interface is called UX UI.
Okay.
So I wanted to go and take something related to that because that's comparatively really different. Not many people know about UX UI.
Yeah, like clearly we did not know about it. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah. Hey, Advait.
Yeah.
Since we were talking, I think we can bring this one topic up.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
After this, we can wrap it.
Yeah.
Since we were talking about actually good DJs, remember Tidal?
Yeah, yeah, remember that shit show?
All of us have a horrible experience with these like parties.
One,
right?
I have only.
Sarge, do you have any experience with these garbage parties, or was this supposed to be the year and they just locked
no
it
No comments, bro. No comments.
Well, I'm not insulting your friends. Actually, don't get work with them. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, I forgot he came.
Yeah, but the other three of us genuinely don't like it, right? Pratosh.
I have never been to one.
So I've never been to Tidal. I went, Pratosh and me were
the other one also counts.
So we went to
yeah, basically
I don't
want to
talk
I mean.
About it. I don't want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about it?
I don't want to talk about
it. No, come on, please.
I can't mention it, Rishal, please. Come on.
No, come on. It's a good story.
Okay,
it's
fine. Okay, fine.
Yeah, it's
fine,
a good
fine.
Story, but fun.
You know what? Go ahead. Go ahead. Go.
Same with the Miraki.
No, wait, I'll tell
one.
You.
Go ahead.
We'll give a I'll give the teaser to the
go
story
ahead.
If you guys want to continue it now or next time. Cool.
No,
so then
I think continue it now. I know the story.
After our 11th grade UT1. We all decided to go to this party called Quantum.
Not me. I was not cool
I forgot.
Enough.
Called Quantum in Brookfield Mall, B flat. Okay.
This was my first, by the way. I was forced.
This is Rushil's
first
party. Okay.
This is my first.
Rushil went.
I was forced into it.
So then I was there first because it was my friend's birthday. So I was just waiting, chilling. Let's just say I was I was constantly breathing in chemicals, okay? Good chemicals, bad
yeah.
chemicals, alternating between those, okay?
Okay, so you were being an asshole.
yep, pretty much. So then I get Rushil in, I get Pratosh in. The party is boring as fuck because the music sucks, the ambience sucks, the people suck. Everyone's just outside doing chemicals, okay? Just like breathing in chemicals. So then what happens is some kid goes to the washroom outside the bar, and then this washroom is a common washroom for the floor. The floor also has a movie theater, so the movie theater washroom.
Is this where the police comes and raids the whole?
No,
yeah.
Wait, I'll tell you. Yeah. So then somebody.
God, I love Bangalore cops. Like, bro, leave all of this crime and riots and stuff. I'm going to drop like the raid. Have you guys seen the
Crucial man, I feel bad for you now.
They decided to go all Rainbow Six Siege on these guys.
Someone went and smoked some weed in the bathroom and it was stinking through the whole floor. So somebody's mom called the somebody's mom or something. Her kid was at the
How
party.
Did someone's mom know? Was
Whitefield
she at the party?
Moms and Tots
group. Some certain
moms
person's
and
mom.
What?
Moms Whitefield. And Tots. Tots. T O, not T H. Not the. Okay. So then somebody's
yeah,
mom
that
called
other
the
group.
Cops. And the cops, at least 30 cops pull. No, 30, no, 15, 20, 30 cops pull up. So then they raid the party. They make everybody blow into their mouths and check if you're drunk or not. And then they make you walk out, check your... So then the people who hosted the party, they got arrested and taken away. Anybody who was underage and they were found drunk was put into cop cars and taken away. I knew a few people, that's not the story.
They just immediately executed Rushil because he's black. There's all those.
No, somehow, since Pratosh and Rushil didn't do anything, they got away, but then they were shitting bricks. They were shitting
bro,
the whole process.
So wait, so the cops first didn't come in like cop uniform. Like first two aunties came in like normal chudidar or something, and they were having cameras. So I thought those cameras were from the Quantum side of things.
Ah yes,
no,
all those aunties
who
see how
you
need the
So aunties, I started waving
no,
wait, to all the cameras.
No, I tell you. No, aunties were having camcorders, okay? They were shooting the entire thing. Pratosh thought they were actually shooting for some advertisements of Pratosh. He was smiling at the video.
Quantum after movie.
I was fixing my hair. I started waving to all the cameras and dancing in front of them.
then Pratosh comes to me, then he tells me, I'm like, they're shooting for police, bro. Why did you smile?
So guys, now you just know Pratosh dancing is in some evidence locker somewhere in some police station.
I didn't touch water over there.
I didn't even do anything.
I didn't even touch water in that place.
How did you guys touch anything there? Okay, I didn't go for this one, but 1 year later, I had this thing called FOMO. Okay, so I was like, damn it, my teenage years are going. I can't be reckless and all. I'll go for one of these parties. So I went.
It was so sweaty. That the one they you went to was extremely sweaty.
So it was no AC
whatsoever.
And, okay, here's the thing. I don't want to act like a prat, but I'm okay with claustrophobic feelings and like stupid raves and stuff, because I go to rock shows and like metal shows, and there are mosh pits in those where it's legal to just beat each other up, okay? Like, not properly, but somewhat. This case, it was just, people are going to step on your feet. That's the name of the game. Like, I'd rather get backhanded in the face accidentally than have some chick step on my feet for 55 minutes. And the smell, oh god, the smell.
Oh yeah, it smells like hormones and sweat and despair and everything.
Yeah, and
bad.
Like, one thing I didn't understand, Rushil's like, I didn't even have water there. Bro, water costs some $700, bro.
True.
Here's the thing, if your intention is to have fun, then you shouldn't go. If your intention is to have fun, then it's the right place.
Then you should definitely go.
It's the right
place. There's only one way.
No, I had the intentions to have both funds and I didn't have either.
Bro, to be
and
fair,
And me being a nice guy, one of my friends, I'm not name dropping him, I came by his Uber, okay, so I was like, peace. So I decided I'll play wingman for him. Now this chick who I was trying to play wingman for him, 4 out of 10. So I'm not going... Okay, let's be polite, 6. So I'm not going to be... Okay, so here's the thing. So I was like being a good friend, so I was like, bro, I'll play wingman. It's okay, you go, you do dance, whatnot. Now this chick didn't want to hang out with him. She wanted to hang out with me, and I sent off my friend over here, like one good friend. Like go, have fun. I'll try and find where the washroom is, because that was also one maze.
Even though, like,
wait, I forgot to ask this. Saharsh, have you been to one?
Yeah, I've been to Titan and all that stuff, and I've gone to the other ones as well.
What was your reasoning? Like, I know Advait actually gets action.
For a change, I went
not even
to
get,
actually
dude,
listen
do not
to...
even get me into that argument. For me, it is straight up PTSD. Like, no.
Rushil was peer pressured. I had FOMO. And Saharsh, please lead.
I went there for the music, surprisingly. Sahil was performing Melly so
yeah.
I went there for him. So that was like the only reason I went to Tidal. And as and when he performed, I just left. Dude, you guys should actually go for like the proper sunburn festivals, like which happen in...
They're way better.
No.
The huge big sunburn ones.
Bro, I don't like sunburn, but Weekender has good bands. Opeth came last year.
No, yeah, so those are pretty good. I mean, if
you
guys
don't
really did these.
Okay, so good metal bands play in good. One venue I'll shout out in Bangalore is Fandom at Gillies.
Fandom at Gillies, yeah.
Beautiful
so that's,
thing.
That's the
their
most beautiful
not
place.
$3 million. This room is huge. They play not just rock. They play, I mean, they could host Tidal there and ruin it probably, but...
No, they did. They
good.
Have. They did
they
host
did.
Tidal there,
oh.
And I did go, and that's another story.
We'll hear it next time.
Anyways, I mean, see, everyone has their own experience.
Let's end on a positive
note.
I mean,
let's end on a positive. Like, everyone have their
own
experience.
Do you have any videos you want to... Yeah, none of them are positive. Saharsh, do you... since we're ending on a positive note, Saharsh, do you have anything you want to shout out?
Yeah.
Or do you want to say anything?
Do you
want
to say anything or shout out your...
No, shout out to you guys for having me on the show. It was pretty fun.
Oh, that's so sweet. But seriously, plug your stuff.
No, really, Saharsh, shout out your profiles or anywhere.
Yeah, no. But shout out your profiles.
Well, you can check me out on Instagram. I think you guys will link it in the bio.
Yeah.
So go check that out if you want to see. And
thanks
for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much, Saharsh, for being on Dudes Without a Clue. For being the first guest, like the actual guest.
For being the first guest.
At least three of
big
us
boy
did
guest.
Not know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First guest who makes content.
Yes.
Yeah. First guest.
And
you are a
We wish you all the best, man.
Thank you guys for listening, man.
Yeah, we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone who listened. You can find us on...
Yeah, thanks, everyone, for listening. Here's to 10 more episodes.
10 more episodes.
Yeah, here's to... guys, let's renew our contract. 10 more
10 episodes. More episodes.
I don't know, man.
Hey, you guys should do it, man. Come on.
Yeah, we'll sum up. We'll do it, dude. Okay, one more thing to tell all of you all. So then, since we're doing, this is our 10th episode, we're starting up an Instagram page as well. You can follow us on Instagram
at Dudes Without a Clue. Bye.
All right, see you in the next one.
Bye, guys.
See ya.